they're
dying. Imagine
if
powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Now needs some medical equipment. One is we have a well up at Idaho County, Idaho, at our property up on the mountain in our Christian constitutional community. And our well we dug got into, without our knowledge, it got into an iron deposit. And what comes out of our well today is iron, heavy, heavy iron in our water. And it makes everything red. The bathtub's totally red. The shower area where the water hits the shower is totally red. It ruins the plumbing. It ruins, you can't drink it. I have to filter our water for drinking. But the doctors told my wife that cancer can be caused by too much iron in your system. And when she takes a shower each day, this iron goes in through her largest organ, the skin, into her body, and of course into mine too. I haven't had cancer yet, but this iron is a contributor to cancer, and it doesn't help her golf or sickness either, because the environment has to be friendly to those that are sick with the golf or sickness. If there's anything in the air, cigarette smoke, too much pollution of any kind, iron, for example, coming down on my wife's body and going in through her skin, she can be killed by this. And we need a filter on our 1977 single-wide mobile home up there that's cost more than the filter, than the trailer cost us, okay? We need a whole house filter that will filter out iron deposits out of the water. And it can't just be a little filter of some kind. It takes something big. And we don't have any money, folks. We live on my small pension. The government's always given Angie trouble denying her a pension from the military. She has a small pension from them for the Gulf War sickness, but very small. And she was fired from her job in the state of Idaho because she was off too long with her cancer treatment, and now she's sick with a Gulf War sickness again. The cancer treatment gave her many chemicals in her body and brought back her Gulf War sickness. So anyway, folks, what I'm telling you is, if any of you out there like a good investment, and that I've had for 20 years now, I've had this car for 20 years, and it's a beautiful car. It's been in storage almost the whole time. I take it out and run it around just to keep it lubricated up. But it's been in storage in Arizona here now for about a year and a half. I haven't run it around except for the other day when I got down here. But I'm trying to sell it. I don't want to. You know, I love that little red Corvette, and I enjoy driving it. It runs so well, and it gets good gas mileage. It's a 350 horsepower Corvette, 82 Corvette, 65,000 original miles, and everything on it's original except for the radio and the new paint job I put on it. So anybody out there that can help us out, we appreciate it. We could surely need the money. I don't need an investment right now. I just need things for my wife and my bride to keep her alive, and a few other things too that we need that we can't afford. So just let me know by going to my website, if you would, www.jackmclamb.com. www.jackmclamb.com, or call this number. It's 208 area code 935-7852. 208 area code 935-7852. Thank you, folks, for putting up with me to give this little advertisement. I don't generally do these things because I don't have anything to sell usually. But this car has been in a garage for about 15 years, and it's lovely. And if anybody wants it, it's not an Idaho car. I can't use it in Idaho because it's, as you know, Corvettes are low to the ground. And in Idaho, I live on a dirt road, a rock road, and it would just ding it all to pieces up there. Okay, folks, let's get into the business of the day. I'm so sorry to tell you something we just don't hear much about on the news here in the USA, and that is that Iraq is in hell. Iraq is in hell, folks. I mean, our government, the international criminals that control our government, has put the Iraqi people in hell, a hell here on earth. I just read a report here, thanks to those of you that donated for my laptop computer. I'm sitting right here with it on my lap, and just printed out a report that we're losing so many American soldiers over there, and all kinds of things are going on. It is full-blown war. Full-blown war. There's not a few insurgents here and a few insurgents there, folks. What it is, as we've heard from our intelligence officers that subscribe to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and contact me by way of email, is it is the freedom fighters of Iraq who have taken to the streets, and this has always been the case. It's not these insurgents, and it's not the CIA's Al-Qaeda, folks. It's not. It is the freedom fighters in Iraq who from the very beginning were tired of seeing their wives and children blown up and shot dead, assaulted, and they have stood up and they're fighting us. And that's what's going on in Iraq today and in Afghanistan too. Yesterday, we had report come in on the same thing, that it's just absolute violence there. We've lost eight fellow soldiers, folks. As you know, I'm an old Vietnam vet. My wife's a Gulf War I vet and been in 22 years. She's now retired out because of her sickness. But we lost eight of our brothers' soldiers over this weekend so far, just yesterday, Saturday. Okay, in Baghdad, eight American servicemen were reported to have died in Iraq on Saturday, bringing the fourth day toll to at least 23 American deaths, folks, in just 4 days over there, as the freedom fighters continue to use huge roadside bombs to rip through combat vehicles. The deadliest attack on Saturday killed four American soldiers in combat northwest of Baghdad. The freedom fighters detonated a roadside bomb near the soldier's vehicle. An Iraqi working as an interpreter for the Americans was also wounded. Through the military, we found out that they didn't specify the location of the attack, but that's okay. American forces know. And they are stepping up patrols and other operations in the area immediately northwest of here as part of a new offensive to try to bring some control of the freedom fighters dominating the capital today. Folks, this is a long report here. I'll just share a little bit of it with you. Another freedom fighter attack, a coordinated strike using rifles and at least one bomb, led to the deaths of two American soldiers in eastern Baghdad early on Saturday. The soldiers first were struck by an explosion of a roadside bomb, then they were fired upon, the military said. Three other soldiers were wounded in the attack. Another American soldier died from a non-battle-related cause on Saturday. No other details were provided by the military, which said the death was under investigation. A lot of times, folks, we have found that when we have a soldier that dies from non-battle-related causes and there's an investigation going on, it's many times that officer or soldier has conflicts and has spoken their mind about the war, and they end up getting suicided or killed somehow. Sadly, but that is true. This international criminal elite that controls our military today, the neocons, don't like our soldiers at all, don't care for for them at all. And if any of them complain over there, they're liable to stop a bullet. Okay? So this always makes us suspicious when it's under investigation. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Jack McLam program, and I could go on here, folks. The British Ministry of Defense announces they lost two British soldiers in Basra over the last couple of days. Sunni Arab are blowing up American soldiers, British soldiers, and the Shiite soldiers, or Shiite freedom fighters are blowing up Americans and British soldiers and other coalition forces. It's just hell over there, folks. And this is all, remember, you know, this has nothing to do with defending America, has nothing to do with fighting terrorism, has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie, and the same lie they're using right now to bring us to war with Iran and Syria. So I just pray, folks, I do pray and hope you pray, too, for our soldiers over there, and that the American people will totally wake up to the fact that we ought to get out of there and give these people back their land, because I've seen hundreds of pictures, folks, of dead babies, women holding their dead babies, dead mothers, arms blown off children. children, legs blown off children. And the Sunnis and the Shiites there are absolutely enraged to joining the freedom fighters to try to get Americans out of there, the coalition forces out of there. And do you blame them? Do you blame them? We go in and we bomb their homes. If we see movement in the homes, as one sergeant told us, that he was told to bomb a home, lob mortars into a home, because the captain saw movement in the home, and praise God, the mortar didn't work, and the mom and dad and little children came out of the home, it just goes on and on, folks. But I remember the days of Vietnam, when guerrilla warfare was kicking our rear end over there. And it is very difficult to win a guerrilla war. And that's what we have over there in Iraq today, in Afghanistan. The people themselves rising up and fighting us for being in their land and occupying their land and taking them over and making their lives hell on earth. And unless we kill all the Arab people over there, we're not going to end this war. Okay, and of course, we don't want to kill all the Arab people over there, the Muslim people, but there are people that want us to, like the Zionists and the communist Zionists that control Israel, want us to kill all the Arab people. They just want them all dead, and they are counting on us to do that. Well, we're not going to do that. I pray we're not going to do that, and the American people are waking up slowly, but they are waking up to the fact that we shouldn't even be over there. We have no reason over there. Why should we build a democracy, which is nothing but communism, folks, a democracy over there, when we're losing our freedoms here? We're told we're bringing freedom to Iraq and the Iraqi people. We're bringing freedom to them, freeing them from tyrants. Well, we're the tyrants, and they're not free from us. But our soldiers are beginning to write to us, and have been for over a year now, saying, my mom and dad and brothers and sisters tell me we're losing our freedoms in America. We lost many of our Bill of Rights in America, and I'm over here fighting for freedom for these Muslims? What's going on? And what can I tell these soldiers, folks, when they write to us and ask us what's going on? Why are we losing our freedoms here? And supposedly they're over there to bring freedom to the Iraqi people. It's very difficult answering these questions, folks, without a lengthy letter, because, of course, it's a lie. We're not over there to bring freedom to those people, just like we weren't over there to stop weapons of mass destruction. It's a lie. And so anyway, folks, I won't go into any more of this here. I'm so saddened every single day to see more and more of our brothers and sisters being killed and maimed for life over there. My wife and I stay in close contact with our brothers and sisters over there in Iraq, and through our two police and military associations here, or up there in the Rocky Mountains, we also stay in close contact with many of our soldiers and police officers too, who are going over there to do police work, and many of them are getting killed, folks, and many of them are coming back totally maimed for life. And it just breaks our hearts, because nobody cares for our soldiers in the administration. We don't find anybody that cares for our soldiers at all. When they come back here with injuries, they wait months and months and months many times for treatment in our VA hospitals, and they're closing VA hospitals all the time. So nobody cares for our soldiers except the American people, who these kids are our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, and many times our wives and husbands that are over there. And but the administration doesn't care for our soldiers at all. They're just a cannon fodder for their next takeover and building of wealth and power around the world. Enough said. I see two callers on the line here, Rich in New Hampshire and Paul in Delaware. I imagine they're on the line to talk on the program here, so when we come back, we'll take those two calls. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program on the magnificent Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Our police and military manual for ending world government rule, and our tapes and books and everything into the hands of our brothers and sisters, because we can't reach them without your help. Now, there was one time we had hoped in this last 27 years of doing this work of educating our brothers and sisters in uniform about their constitutional duties and who the true enemies of God and liberty are, that we had hoped to have the money to buy the mailing lists of the police magazines. We get the police magazines, we get the Military Times, you know, the different ones, the Navy Times, Marine Times, Army Times, and so forth. And we had always hoped to have the money donated that we could buy the mailing list and do mass mail-outs to our brothers and sisters in uniform, because when their peers, folks, like we are, we're retired military and law enforcement, and when their peers reach out with a publication for police and military and talk to them, they read it. That's why most police and soldiers order the police magazines and the military magazines, because they like hearing about police work and law enforcement and military. And that's what we have. For 27 years, we've been volunteers writing and publishing the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And they listen to us. They argue sometimes and say, hey, this is America, it can't be happening here. But we can always send them the facts, and we send them out the facts. But we've never had the money to buy the mailing list of like Police Times or Army Times and do these mass mail-outs. But we're keeping on praying. God is a good God, and he's in his heaven on his throne. We keep praying that one day we'll have the funds to be able to do these mass mail-outs, because, folks, the police and military listen to their peers. That's the way it is. We have a high conversion rate when we reach out with our publication, our constitutional publication, put it in the hands of a police officer or soldier. They say, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Doggone it, I didn't know this, I didn't know that, but I knew this over here. These people, these fellow peers of ours, police officers and soldiers, know what they're talking about. So we have a high conversion rate getting the soldiers to read our constitutional publication, but we don't have the money to reach out in great numbers. But we keep praying about it, and if the Lord wills, one day we will have money to do the purchasing of mailing lists from our police and military magazines and newsletters and publications and be able to do mass mail-outs. But anyway, we thank RBN very, very much for having the Officer Jack McLam program on here, because, folks, every week we hear from soldiers and police officers who are listening in, and we hear from relatives of police and soldiers that are listening in to Republic Broadcasting Network and contact us and say, hey, I want to get a copy of your police newsletter or military newsletter and send it on to my son or my daughter or my cousin or something like that. And so praise the Lord, and thank you, RBN, so much for having our program on. Well, we have another very brave soldier in Iraq who has stood up and spoke out, folks. June 19th, 26-year-old specialist Eli Israel. I can't imagine him being anything but a Jewish soldier, folks, with that name, Eli Israel, put himself at great personal risk by making the courageous decision to refuse further participation in the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Now, here's an American soldier, folks, 26-year-old specialist, Eli Israel, Jewish American, who's very, very brave. Eli told his commanding officer and sergeants that he will no longer be a combatant in this illegal, unjustified war. Hear, hear, Eli. God bless you, brother. Eli believes that the U.S. government used the attacks of September 11, 2001 as a pretense to invade Iraq, and that we are now, and this is his words, we are now violating the people of this country in ways that we would never accept on our own soil. Specialist Eli is stationed at Camp Victory in Baghdad with JVB Bravo Company, 1-149 Infantry of the Kentucky Army National Guard. This soldier's decision to refuse orders puts him at great risk, and it certainly does, folks. Especially, I can tell you that as a fact, when I was a police officer in Phoenix and I refused illegal orders and immoral orders and orders that violated my oath to support and defend the Constitution, protect your rights, I got in all kinds of trouble. I was fired repeatedly, matter of fact. They had to rehire me each time because I was right. But anyway, our brother Eli here, decision to refuse orders does put him at great risk, folks, especially because he's in Iraq, isolated from legal assistance and other support. Now, folks, these are the kind of guys that get a bullet in their head, all right? Sorry to tell you that, but it's happened over and over again. All of a sudden, an enemy sniper takes them out. And why? Not because the enemy sniper took them out, but because they're standing up and speaking out. Eli Israel, you're a very brave American. Praise God for you, brother. And we're asking people to pray for you, Specialist Eli Israel, that you'll be safe there and that the international criminals won't take you out because you're shooting your mouth off about things they don't want you to talk about. The following is a message that Eli sent yesterday to a friend back here in the USA. He says, I've told them that I will no longer play a combat role in this conflict or protect corporate representatives. And they have taken this as a violation of direct orders. I may be in jail or worse in the next 24 hours. Truly, folks, pray for Eli Israel, Specialist Eli Israel over there, the Kentucky Army National Guard. What a brave soldier he is. And he knows that he could go to jail or worse. And when he says worse, it means that he could die. They could kill him. They like to have you commit suicide is what they like to do when you speak out like this. And then they can just say you're crazy. Well, he was just crazy. He said this was an illegal war. He showed that he was mentally deranged. And then he killed himself. So please pray for Specialist Eli Israel. Oh, boy. Please rally whoever you can, call whoever you can, bring as much attention to this as you can. I have no doubt that the military will bury me and hide the whole situation if they can. He's a very smart man, too. He knows. I'm in big trouble. I'm in the middle of Iraq, surrounded by people who are not on my side. Please help me. Please contact whoever you can and tell them who I am, so I don't disappear over here. As I said, very intelligent man, very brave. Eli is taking an incredible risk by refusing orders in Iraq and will most likely be court-martialed, if not worse. Please help him by contacting his senator and requesting that he take any necessary steps to support and protect this soldier, ensure that the Army respects his rights and does not illegally retaliate against him. Here is his senator, folks, and I'll spell his name for you. Don't need to spell Israel, I don't think. It's I-S-R-A-E-L. But his first name is Eli, E-L-I. And he's specialist. Put in front of his name, S-P-C. And he's with the Kentucky Army National Guard. 1-149 Infantry. Okay? Bravo Company. But he's with the Kentucky Army National Guard. His name is Specialist Eli Israel. And here is Senator Mitch McConnell. His senator. And I ask you folks to call and help Eli. Because if Eli is too well known here in the United States, if they find out the people are supporting him, they probably will not suicide him. Okay, or he probably will not receive a bullet to the head by some unknown sniper out there. Okay, here it is. Mitch McConnell. call Senator Mitch McConnell. Phone number 202, area code 224-2541. 224-2541. And area code is 202. Okay? By the way, here's the fax number, too. It might be good to call and then send a fax, too. You get a double bang for your buck there with Senator Mitch McConnell. And McConnell spelled M-C, capital C, O-N-N-E-L-L. Okay? Senator Mitch McConnell. And the fax number is 202, area code, 224-2499. Once again, 202-224-2499. And the phone number, once again, in case you didn't have a pencil and paper, 202, area code, 224-2541. Very brave soldier, but folks, he's in danger. He's in great danger, not from the Iraqi people as much as he is from the international criminals that control our military today, okay? They don't like this boy at all, believe me. And also, the Zionist, communist Zionist in Israel hate his guts too because he's a Jew. He's a Jew and he's standing up and speaking the truth about this war. And so the communist Zionists, the neocons that control our military folks, are going to be out to get him, big time, to try to keep the Jewish people in line. That's what they do. If a Jewish person speaks out, and I'm coming to you folks from letters and phone calls and private conversations with Jewish police officers and Jewish soldiers in the USA, who tell me if they speak up against this communist Zionist program, they're apt to end up dead. That's right, because others, they've told me of others who have spoken up against the communist Zionist neocons that control our military today, and they end up dead, and they're scared to death to speak out. Well, here's Specialist Eli Israel, folks, a Jewish brave American soldier who's speaking out and telling the truth, and he's in great danger, folks, so please pray for him and call Senator Mitch McConnell, all right? And let's see if we can't get some attention to this kid so he stays alive. Very, very brave and intelligent kid, 26 years old. I have a right to call him a kid because I'm 63. But he's very brave, and he knows the truth, okay? He knows that we're just absolutely putting the Iraqi people through hell there, and have taken over their country, and we don't intend to leave. You know that because we're putting up an embassy, alleged embassy that's, what did we say, 17 skyscrapers or 21 skyscrapers, something like that, in the green zone on 104 acres, folks. Man, that is a big, big area. That is not an embassy. That is a jumping-off point for our military to take over the whole Middle East, and that's exactly what it is. And evidently, Specialist Eli Israel knows more than the average bear over there. But we love you, Eli, and we're praying for you, truly praying for you, and going to call Senator Mitch McConnell tomorrow. We're going to call Mitch McConnell right from our two police and military associations. I'm going to call him from here in Phoenix and speak for our two police and military associations there in Idaho. Number once again, 202-224-2541. Okay. Michael Chertoff, folks, what do you know about Michael Chertoff? Okay, he's a communist, we know that, you know, because he hires nothing but communists, you know, that's he works with nothing but communists there in Homeland Security, insecurity, we should say, because it's not Homeland Security at all. It is the takeover of the American people and putting us under martial law and total surveillance. Very few Americans not directly affected by this man, of many faces, by the way, have no idea of who really directs the duties of the 180,000 people variety of controversies which have paralleled Michael Chertoff's meteoric rise in government have been allowed to languish in the shadows for far too long. Nobody knows who this guy is. Well, the international criminals that control the presidency, the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court know who he is. They know he's a hardcore communist. And he's the perfect one to put us under total surveillance here in America and total control. Perfect guy. That's why he's there. The details of Michael Chertoff's personal history should have disqualified him for high office. But when you have Satanist folks at the top of our high office in America, absolute Satanist, he's the perfect one. So he wasn't disqualified from high office, but instead his nomination for this job was approved without objection by the entire Senate. 98-0 for approval for Michael Chertoff, the communist that leads Homeland Security. Be right back, folks, after this break.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Chertoff, the old communist that was hired to put us under total surveillance in this country and martial law, and he's doing a great job. Got 180,000 government employees there at DHS, folks, under his control. And amazingly, folks, the Senate him, or they didn't know who he was. Either way, they're treasonous people. They're treasonous people. Because before you'd set up somebody that heads folks, has $32 billion budget, 180,000 employees, and jurisdiction over immigration, customs, transportation security, the Coast Guard, the Secret Service, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you'd want to know who he was, would you not? It makes sense to me, folks, that the Senate would want to know who he was, so I guess we can assume they knew who he was, and he was a communist, and that he was going to set up this total control of America. Many have wondered who let the detained suspected Israeli agents go back to Israel immediately after 9/11. It was Chertoff. By the way, he's a dual citizen. He's a communist Zionist, too, Israeli. Okay, he's got an Israeli passport. He's got an American passport. Chertoff allowed scores of suspected Israeli terrorists and spies to quietly return to Israel after 9/11. In several cases, Israeli suspects working for phony moving companies, and you remember me reading about this on the air here about 2 years ago, such as Urban Moving Systems from New Jersey, were caught driving moving vans which tested positive for explosives. And Chertoff let them run back to Israel. On September 14th, Domenica Suter, the owner of the moving company, which was found to be a Mossad front company, the Mossad are run by the communist Zionist folks in Israel, not Jewish people, fled to Israel. The owner fled to Israel after FBI agents requested a second interview. One group of five Israelis was seen on the roof of the Urban Moving Systems rooftop videotaping and celebrating the very destruction at the very minute the World Trade Center was attacked. Now, why would they have their videotape cameras up there, folks, and celebrating, drinking drinks, and dancing around at the very time that the buildings were attacked if they didn't know they were going to attack? These Israeli agents were returned to Israel on visa violations by Chertoff. These Israeli suspects and others who had apparently transported explosives into the New York area were allowed to return to Israel without being properly interrogated, or their presence and activities in the United States have been vigorously, without them being vigorously investigated. What is publicly available about Chertoff's life and his various careers is not comforting. If you care about either law or justice, and especially troubling it is if you demand a depth of character from those who occupy the very highest offices in this land. Ah, but then there is the Cheney Bush era of empire. So that tells you all, folks, that they hired this guy, the Cheney, and I'm saying Cheney first because he is the true president of the United States, and Bush the puppet empire that they're building tells you they needed a Chertoff to put the American people under subjugation. We'll be right back. We've got some callers on the line. We're going to go to Ernie, George, and John when we come back. Folks, stay tuned. Be right back. With